In 827, an Arab military force, an army under an emir, landed in Sicily, and on invitation of a rebellious Byzantine governor. And between 827 and 878, these Arab forces overran the island of Sicily. And as we'll see, Sicily is an extremely important island in the Mediterranean. Palermo was established as an Arabic Muslim city and became a major naval base for Arab power. At the same time, Arabic freebooters operating out of Spain and in some cases out of North Africa seized positions on the Italian coast, Tarento, at Brindisi. There was a base set up in southern France. Another one was set on the banks of the Gargigliano, which is in Campania in southern Italy. And all of these Arabic attacks were essentially on the local initiative of some freebooter or emir, but ultimately they could have resulted in a major conquest that would have led to the extension of Islam. Well, in these wars, in the 9th and 10th centuries, the only effective military power in the area were the Byzantines. And starting in the 10th and early 11th century, the Byzantine government in Constantinople began to make a serious effort to put down this piracy and very much saw Sicily as their lost province. The Macedonian emperors did a splendid job in retaking southern Italy. They launched several campaigns to take back Sicily. None of them ever succeeded. They also pioneered alliances with the papacy, with local princes, to suppress Arab piracy, to wipe out these brigands. There was a coalition between the rather formidable Empress Zoe Carpaspina and Pope John X to create a coalition army that wiped out this particular brigand army on the Gargigliano in 915. And by the opening of the 11th century, the balance was decidedly shifting to the Christian side. Most of the Arab bases in Italy, France, Sardinia and Corsica had been shut down, and the Italian city-states were beginning to assume the offensive. Foremost were the cities of Pisa and Genoa. There was also a lesser role played by the South Italian cities of Amalfi and Naples and Gaeta. Marseille, Barcelona made their own contributions. But Genoa and Pisa together were responsible for clearing out the islands of Corsica and Sardinia. Now, that meant essentially taking the key ports. No one tried to control the interior of these areas. The Pisans were also quite cooperative with the Normans in their endeavors to capture Sicily. And there are several instances where the Pisans supported Norman operations in Sicily. I'll get to later in this lecture. They even raided and destroyed the naval installations at Palermo. And by the 1060s, the Italian city-states were beginning to raid North African ports, that is, getting at the very bases that had supported this entire Arabic naval effort. Now, the wars were important for several reasons. One was that the Italian maritime republics learned to cooperate with Christian princes in their wars against the Muslims. They also gained important experience. They learned the sea lanes, the tides, and the conditions necessary to conduct these wide-ranging operations, and became quite familiar with the traditions of coalition warfare. That is, there was always an Italian fleet that was going to cooperate with several other Christian powers in order to obtain an objective. These wars were also waged with the permission and blessing of the papacy. Successive popes gave their guarantee that they had and support to these victories. They were within the tradition of a just and holy war. And so the Italian merchant communities in 1095 were completely responsive to this notion of going on crusade. In fact, they've been fighting the Muslims now for the last two generations. And as I mentioned in an earlier lecture dealing with the social and economic conditions in Western Europe, this was ideal because they were some of the finest seamen in Western Europe and could provide the type of logistical support necessary to sustain the armies that had that would march out of Western Europe to the Holy Land. The other area to look at where you have something of a dress rehearsal of the First Crusade is in the Spanish Peninsula, the Iberian Peninsula, which I will refer to as Spain in its Roman sense, meaning what is now the country, what is now comprised of the countries of Spain and Portugal.